In addition to our culinary escapades, Maverick sought to broaden our horizons with excursions to the local shopping mall. These outings were a departure from our usual routine, offering a glimpse into a world of modernity and consumerism that felt worlds away from the simplicity of our everyday lives. Despite our initial hesitations, Maverick's infectious enthusiasm and unwavering support emboldened us to step out of our comfort zones and embrace the experience wholeheartedly. As we wandered through the bustling of the mall, our senses were inundated with a cacophony of sights and sounds, from the bright lights and vibrant displays to the laughter and chatter of shoppers milling about. It was a sensory overload, a whirlwind of excitement and anticipation that left us breathless with wonder. With Maverick by our side, we navigated the maze of shops and stalls. With each new discovery, our eyes widened with excitement, our hearts brimming with the thrill of possibility. But amidst the glitz and glamour of the mall, Maverick never lost sight of the importance of humility and gratitude. Maverick, he reminded us that material possessions were fleeting, that true happiness could not be bought or sold. Instead, he encouraged us to cherish the simple joys of life, the moments spent together as a family, and the bonds of love that held us together through thick and thin. As we made our way back home, I couldn't help but feel a sense of gratitude for Maverick's generosity and kindness. He had given us a glimpse into a world of endless possibilities, but more importantly, he had given us the gift of his unwavering love and support, a treasure far more valuable than anything money could buy. The prospect of venturing on escalators, a first-time experience for me, filled me with a mix of excitement and trepidation. As Maverick confidently strode ahead, disappearing into the crowd halfway up, I felt a surge of panic rise within me. Frozen in place, I hesitated, unsure of how to proceed. The moving stairs seemed to taunt me, daring me to take that first step. Just as I was about to retreat, overcome by fear, Maverick's reassuring voice called out from above, urging me to join him.